Cold Dark Places by Kylie Brandt. Performed by Christina Traister and Andrew Iden. Erin was very quiet. Mama hated to be woke up at night. She was always at her crossest then, her voice sharp, with edges that scraped and burned. And sometimes, even when it was morning, Mama couldn't wake up. She was so sleepy, Erin couldn't shake her hard enough or say her name loud enough to make her open her eyes. Mary Jane always shooed her away then and said Mama needed her sleep. Then she shut the door, and Erin couldn't talk to Mama until after lunch. But lunch was a long time away now. The sky through Mama's windows was still dark, except for a fat moon and sprinkles of stars. Clutching her sketch pad, Erin crawled on her hands and knees to the side of the bed, quiet as a mouse. Mama said a big 9-year-old girl didn't need to be climbing into bed with her. But Erin could sit here, close. Mama didn't have to know. The bed covers were bunched and hanging from the mattress because she always kicked them off. In the mornings, Erin liked to come and hide in the mound where they curtained to the side. Mama didn't mind her there then, as long as she didn't get disturbed until a decent hour. Erin hadn't been able to fall asleep tonight. There was a racket in her head, the noises ping-ponging until she had to move, had to shake them loose. When she'd first slipped from bed, she'd whirled and spun and skipped around her room until the twitchiness in her arms and legs had gone away. Then she could concentrate. She'd already finished 2 drawings tonight, but this one would be better. It'd be the greatest thing she'd ever done. Mama framed Erin's best works and hung them on the wall, but only if they were perfect. Erin burrowed into the draping sheet and comforter. Soft pleats of fabric tented around her, but she could still peek out. She laid her sketch pad on the rug in the slant of moonlight. When a wet gurgle disturbed her, she tucked her head down to focus. Then there was only the cool sheet brushing her bare shoulder and the ticking of the clock as she wielded the pencil in her hand on paper. Shapes took form beneath it, transferring from her mind to the sketch pad with barely a hint of thought between the action and the result. The hours always danced by when she sketched. At night, Erin drew what she pleased, but she'd learned not to draw the dark images that sometimes filled her head. Those sketches made grown-ups whisper in hushed voices.